This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. It's 10 minutes to the hour of 10 o'clock, 30 degrees outside of our studios here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. Sunny skies and heading to a high of 41. Let's check the numbers from the CME Group as they're currently trading in Chicago. December soft red winter wheat at 644 and three quarters is now down a half. December corn at 430 and three quarters, a penny and a half lower. And the March at 441 and a half, down 2.5 cents. July at $4.57, 2.75 lower. November beans at $13.15 and 3/4, down 3.5. The January, $13.10 and 1/4, down 4.25. The May contract at $12.74, down 3. July at $12.69 and 3/4, and the bean pit down 1.75. And next year's November down 4 cents at $11.72. December bean meal at $4.23.80, down 3.90. December bean oil at $40.91, that's up 16. Live cattle futures at $132.65, or 2.5 cents lower. November feeders at $164.60 are a nickel lower, and lean hogs trading December at $86.67.5, 52.5 cents higher at this time. On the phone line this morning for the mid-morning market report to take a look at the futures is Jackie Vakes. She's at Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Todd.
Tell me about the marketplace and your view of the corn.
Well, you know, you look at the corn, we still have 14 million acres left to go, but you know, we just can't seem to get any gumption in that thing anymore. It's gone up and tried to test some levels, it hasn't been able to do that, and it just continues to hover around. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if we continue to see sideways to lower trade. There's nothing there that says that the crop isn't going to get any bigger, and I thought maybe even with the snow we could maybe a pop out of it, but that didn't seem to even be able to help. So I think the trade is looking at it and saying the idea that we are going to see a higher number coming in, and that might not even come in on the December, but actually when we get to January, just doesn't give anybody the desire to want to come in here and buy.
So as you look forward to this, USDA's crop progress report yesterday, as you mentioned, showed 14 million acres left to harvest. It appears the trade's not particularly worried about that, and I suppose in part because while we were behind most of the season, we're now ahead of schedule.
Well, that's right. And, you know, very typically, Todd, what happens is the minute that we have 80% harvested, the trade kind of sets it aside and says, okay, whatever happens from here on out. We'll finish the harvest at some point in time, whether it's now or March. It doesn't make any difference. And so, they're a futures market is what they are. So their attention, of course, is changing. It is moving more toward the futures. We keep hearing things about the RFS numbers, the article we saw come out of Iowa yesterday. All of those types of things are things that certainly have their attention. And I just think that, you know, volume's low. And when volume's low, it's easier to slip to the low side than it is to go higher. Now, March has a contract low of 426 and three quarters, and it wouldn't surprise me at all to see us go to that level. This is at 430 and a quarter right now. I think we're just doing what we've done in years past when we've had large carryouts. We're mirroring the month that's going to be going off.
Is there a trading range you're working with at this point for corn, and then what do you do with the basis and that trading range to make a good marketing decision?
Well, you know, this is the type of situation, and we've talked long enough already, Todd, that you know that I'm a big proponent of you can't ever let either of them slip out of your sight. I think when you look at the basis situation, in some areas of the country, we actually have a positive basis in areas that they don't normally have a positive basis. And so for those guys, having a basis contract in place, and if they're going to store it, protect it with the carry, you know, lock in a price and get yourself so you know where you're at. There's always an opportunity to be able to re-own if something comes up, such as China buys a lot more corn or something of that sort. What range, you ask me? I think that when you look at the March corn, the realism is, you know, 450 is going to be a very tough spot for us to really try and work our way through. We've got the 40-day moving average sitting at 451. It's just not going to be easy to get through it. And in general, I think eventually, once December goes off, 445 and three quarters, which was the old low December had in August, will become concrete to us, just like it's concrete to December at this point in time. So it's a situation where you really have to evaluate, if you're going to store, how you're going to manage to hold the price. I know there are a lot of guys out there saying, I want $5. But I'll tell you what, you better be more concerned about hanging on to what you got.
I'll define a couple of things, and maybe you can define one for me. If you could define a basis contract, I'll define basis, which is pretty simple. That's the futures price, because we're talking about this. In this case, December corn at $4.30, and let's say the cash price is $4.20. Your local elevator is paying that. The basis then would be 10 cents. What is a basis contract?
A basis contract is where you can actually sell corn and lock in a basis amount. In other words, if the basis was 10 cents, whether it be over or under, you could lock that number in. Now, what that does for you is it locks in your basis, but it does not lock in your futures price or your cash price. And so that allows you to, you could actually do a basis contract, come in and sell the futures at 440 and have your corn sold at 430. Now, if corn goes higher than 440 on the board, you are not going to get the appreciation from that. If corn goes lower on the board, you will still have 430 locked in because you have physically sold your corn on the board. And then when you want to sell in the cash market, let's say that the market goes down to $4 and you've got a 10 under basis, you're going to get 390 in the cash market, but the difference between 440 and 390 is 50 cents, and that is what you would have in the futures market. So, you know, it's a way of being able to wait it out or protect yourself. And, you know, normally when you would do a basis contract, Todd, you would do it in a situation where the basis is better or extraordinarily better than what it normally would be at that particular selling time, but the futures are not where you want them to be. So it's a really good tool. You just have to manage it.
What tool are you wanting to deploy for the soybean market?
In the soybean market, well, I'll tell you what, in light of the fact that they talked about banning trans fats, which could drop us 160 million in demand, and, you know, we have 170 million bushel carryout right now projected for this next year, I think that old crop beans should be sold at this point in time. You can always re-own them. I mean, you know, but I would not wait around to see once what RFS maybe comes out with. And on the new crop beans, I would do some type of an option strategy, I believe. I think that when you look to your cash market. You know, right now, the bean demand, certainly and fundamentals, certainly say we have a very strong potential market. The thing that could kick us is if we have a few more things that fall in place that reduce what our demand is. So I think option strategies right now, in my eyes, are the best because they still give you upside potential with downside protection.
Thank you so much for taking the time. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Okay. Thanks, Todd. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Jackie Vakes, she's at Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Let's check some of the outside markets at this point. Crude oil trading at $93.96. That's up 91 cents. Gasoline at $2.63, just about 4 3/10 of a cent higher. Ethanol at $1.73 8/10. That's nearly unchanged for the day. Natural gas at $3.59 2/10, up 2.5 cents. And diesel fuel at $2.89. That's 3 6/10 of a cent higher. Gold futures at $1,271.20. On its settlement price was down $9.90. And the U.S. dollar at 81.22 is currently up 0.02 on the afternoon. You're listening, of course, to WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. The weather forecast says we'll see sunny skies, a high of 41 degrees today. Tonight, clear and a low of 26. Tomorrow, sunny and 50. And Thursday evening, partly cloudy and 34. Friday, partly sunny skies, a high of 52. Friday night, cloudy and 40. Saturday, a 40% chance of rainfall, mostly cloudy, and a high of 59 degrees during the daytime hours. Showers likely in the evening on Saturday night, with a low of 53. And Sunday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, and 66. This is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the U of I.